At 8:22, this is KERA News. I'm Sam Baker. Hundreds of singers gathered at the Meyerson Symphony Center last night, hoping music would help ease grief and anger over recent violence in Dallas, Minneapolis, and Baton Rouge. Art and Seek's Hadi Mawagdi found many people attending the Dallas Sings, Dallas Strong concert believe in the healing power of song.
Lawyers, accountants, and teachers were just some of the many that assembled to create the massive choir inside of the Meyerson Symphony Center. Jonathan Pallant is the choir's conductor, and he's the man behind the evening. He's gathered this choir of nearly 700 and a handful of speakers and professional singers to help heal Dallas.
I think that our world has just been topsy-turvy lately. We've seen so much violence and so much hatred and so much bigotry that tonight is all about bringing people together in song.
Arnez Ivy is a man who sings in the Dallas Street Choir.
I just come to, serve my voice, my spirit, and to help lift up Dallas. So I might be homeless, but I love helping other people out.
Volunteer EMS worker Sharon Preck has several friends who are police officers, and she sympathizes with the family members of the five police officers who were killed, and that's why she came out to sing.
It was such a blessing to see the entire community coming together. Completely overshadows the acts of a few.
Erica Cole, who lives in East Dallas, has been overwhelmed with grief, and she said that she needed to heal. She hoped that music could help her, but she still had her doubts.
I walked in grieving and I left feeling like a cloud had lifted. I just feel so American, so proud tonight.
Cole's husband, Randall Cole, was also touched by the poets Thomas Brown, Alejandro Perez Jr., and Will Ritchie.
They said that we're a town that can carry Black Lives Matter signs and then set them down and praise the Dallas police. So I thought that was very touching.
Freddie Crawford of Richardson questions whether a concert can really change race relations, but he's not counting it out.
I don't know if things are going to change from this really quick, but definitely I think it's a gleam of hope at the end of the tunnel.
Hadi Mawagdi, KERA News.
And you can see video of the entire performance of Dallas Sings, Dallas Strong at artandseek.org. When President Obama stepped off Air Force One this week, a familiar face greeted him on the tarmac at Love Field. Dallas County Judge Clay Jenkins once again met with the commander-in-chief while guiding his county through a crisis. 2 years ago, it was Ebola. This week, the deaths of five officers at the hands of a gunman. Jenkins spoke with KERA's Rick Holter for our Friday conversation.
Clay Jenkins, welcome to the Friday conversation.
Thank you.
It was interesting through that night and the couple of days after watching David Brown, the police chief, and Mike Rawlings, the mayor, in front of the cameras, united. That had to feel familiar.
It did. I think what we have, unity and coming together on the government side and then on the community side, is something that we have in common on all of these stressful situations, whether it be what you saw with Ebola, as you pointed out, or what we saw with West Nile virus when that claimed 20 lives. When you go through things like that, I'm trying to be there as best I can be there for Mike Rawlings. He's leading this response. He was there for me when I led the Ebola response. It's something that we're good at coming together here in Dallas.
There's been a lot of talk since the shootings about starting conversations about race and policing, but some of those conversations have been happening. We had a national conference here 2 years ago called Dallas Faces Race. Why do you think we're still where we are in those conversations?
Well, I think the racial divide in this country goes back centuries, and I think where we are in this, we have clearly moved forward. If you go back 20, 50 years and you look at where we are now, we're moving forward. And yet, a Black family is going to have a different conversation with their children about interaction with the police than a white family.
When the community has these conversations, though, I mean, a guy with an AR-15 in Mesquite is not going to be part of that conversation. An elderly white guy scared of immigrants is not going to be part of that conversation. How can you have that conversation when there's still, you know, people on the outside who are not even kind of conscious that it's going on.
This is an opportunity to do that where we don't talk about it as politicians and preachers and whatnot. We talk about it as people, and we really, really listen to the other person's perspective.
Do you ever think that crises like these have actually helped Dallas and North Texas? I mean, this was kind of a, despite the horror, this was kind of a week-long national exploration of what's going on right here.
There's a lot that's going on right in Dallas. You know, words matter, leadership matters, but there's 7 million people in North Texas, and they're going to decide what our community's response is. And for the sake of the lives and the memories of these five officers, I'm asking everybody to come together. This is our moment where we can come together and we can address these problems.
I want to play a bit from the end of the president's speech in Dallas on Tuesday.
The pain we feel may not soon pass, but my faith tells me that they did not die in vain. I believe our sorrow can make us a better country. I believe our righteous anger can be transformed into more justice and more peace. Weeping may endure for a night, but I'm convinced joy comes in the morning.
Clay Jenkins, when will joy come after the sorrow in Dallas County?
Well, we've got to bury our dead. I believe joy can come in the morning because I do believe what the president said is right. We've got to address this issue of race in our community, which keeps our community safer, our police safer, and our young men and women of color safer. And what we're doing today, you and I talking today, is a little piece of that monument to the lives of these five heroes that we're building that is going to be a living monument that's going to serve our community and potentially our country in bringing us closer together.
Clay Jenkins, thanks for taking the time.
Thank you.
In the forecast, expect a high of 98, although we do have a severe thunderstorm warning for northeastern Parker County, southeastern Wise County, southwestern Denton County, and northwestern Tarrant County until 9 this morning. Tonight, slight chance of rain with a low of 78. Tomorrow, sunny with a high of 98. It's 82 degrees now in Dallas, 83 in Fort Worth at 8:30.